Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Oh, yes. I was trying to make a new claim, but I tried last week, and it got cut off at the end. And then somebody sent me some paperwork saying I got denied. I'm like, I didn't even finish my whole claim, so I was just trying to figure out how I got denied.
Okay. And you was calling to file a claim. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes,
ma'am. I can most definitely help you out with that. But first, can I please have your Social Security number so I can be able to look at your account for you?
Yes, ma'am. 418-174-018. You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am. And that's going to be 418-174-018. Is that correct, ma'am?
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's main name, please?
Sharita Washington, 7680 in Jackson.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Okay, just give me one moment. I'm having problems with my computer. Just give me one moment, please.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I do apologize about the wait. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your driver's license state?
Was it state, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am. And can you verify your driver's license number?
676-4026.
Thank you. And did you want your benefits going direct deposit or to the benefits card?
Card.
Okay. You said the benefits card, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Now, if you get approved, you will receive your benefits card within within 5 to 7 business days. I do apologize.
Mm-hmm. No, you're okay.
Yes, ma'am. And can you verify your mailing address for me?
1518 30th Street North, Apartment B, S.N. Brown, Birmingham, Alabama, 35234.
Okay, thank you. Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify your telephone number?
205-756-2431.
Okay, thank you. And do you have an email address?
It's washingtonbh1980@gmail.com.
Okay, you said Washington380@gmail.com.
Uh-uh.
Is that correct?
Washington, C-H.
Okay, I do apologize. That's going to be Washington, CH380@gmail.com. Is that correct?
No, ma'am. Washington, CH1980@gmail.com.
Okay, let me make sure I got this correct for you. Washington, CH1980@gmail.com. Is that correct? Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
And I do apologize.
That's okay.
Okay, your mailing address is 1518 30th Street North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35234. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Did you file for or have you received unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
No,
I haven't.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with a employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
ago.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
No, I don't think so. What is that?
Okay. Disaster Unemployment Assistance is something dealing with a storm.
Oh, no.
Yes, ma'am. And when was the last day you were?
The 6th.
I'm sorry?
The 6th of February.
Yes, ma'am. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for... Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you available for all shifts in your number trader occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security?
No, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury? Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10 miles.
I'm sorry?
10.
Okay. Thank you. What is the lowest hour of wage you will sell?
17.
Okay. Thank you. Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And what is your job title and description?
Supervisor of housekeeping.
Okay. And you said supervisor. Is that correct, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. And did you supervise and coordinate the activities of production and operating workers such as inspectors, precision workers?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I am.
Okay, thank you. What is the name of your employer?
DoubleTree 280.
Okay. Is it Peachtree Hospitality?
Correct. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Okay, what is your employer phone number?
It's 205-927-2700.
Okay, 205-927-2700. Is that correct, ma'am?
I think so. I think that's what it is.
Okay. What is your employment start date?
My employment start date, I have been there since 19. I don't know the exact date. No, I think it's January of 19.
Okay. Did you have the year?
2019.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And when was the last day you worked? Was it February the 6th?
February 6th, the last actually hours I worked. So let's say, the 9th. I think I worked for like 30 minutes.
Okay, the 9th. Yes, ma'am. No problems. Okay. What city and state the work was performed in?
Okay. I'm sorry, say what now?
Yes, ma'am. What city and state the work was performed in?
Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And did you receive any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Is this your separating employer, your last employment?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Why are you no longer working?
Exactly.
Okay. And what's the reason why you've been discharged?
I'm not sure. I forgot what she said.
Okay. Was it because of violation of company policy or... Was it because of absent without notice to employer?
Oh, no, it wasn't none of that. No, it's a complaint or something. It's not a complaint.
Okay. Was it a misconduct or dishonest or criminal act?
All I know this is something about a complaint. So I don't know. That's what it said on the paper about a complaint. A complaint of a kid's complaint or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, you said a complaint.
A kid's complaint or something.
Okay. Could it be insubordination or?
I guess if that's what you want to say, I'll let notice it a couple lines.
Okay. Would it be okay if I put you down for a violation of company policy?
Hey, you can do that. If they're going to stop me from doing that, if you put that in.
Yes, ma'am. What's that? I'm sorry.
I'm saying, would that stop me from getting my benefits if you say that?
No, ma'am, because they're going to be able to contact. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. And what's the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
I don't know the name. She's the GM, and I don't know. I think I know her name, Nicole. I don't know her last name.
Okay, no worries. And you said she's the general manager, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. And what was the date of your discharge?
The 9th.
Okay, thank you so much. And what was the final incident that caused your discharge?
A complaint from a guest, she said. Dust in the air.
Okay. Okay, you said a complaint. Is that correct?
A complaint about dust or some shit.
Okay, thank you. Did you commit the act your employer alleged?
No.
Okay.
Well, they feel like do so fine.
Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No, ma'am.
What did you try to do to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
What you mean what I tried to do?
Okay, did you try to get your job back, or did you talk to a manager?
She is the manager, so I couldn't go over here. She's the...
Okay, you said that you haven't done anything. Is that correct?
Because she's the head.
Okay. Would it be okay if I put down nothing?
Mm-hmm. Put down.
Okay. I put down nothing because she is the head manager. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have a pen and paper so you can be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
I didn't even make it to none of this. I'm just trying to figure out how I even get some paperwork.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. Your temporary PIN number is 1880.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Did you want to repeat that back to me?
1880?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim.
Yeah.
However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/go/ VoiceNet and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and accurately seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. On the plumber claim, each calendar week that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday, you must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, due no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification, either by telephone or internet, next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibility and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file an inspection listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have a question about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Don't forget to file your weekly certification on this Sunday. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Thank you, love.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling.